sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
Welcome, everybody, to That's a Freebie, the only podcast that mixes all the latest news from my little world and interesting stories from the rest of the world. I'm your host, Diggy, and as usual, I'm going to open up with an Ask a Freebie question. This is an anonymous question, and it says, following on from the your favourite movie question, I thought I would ask, what is your favourite Christmas song? Well, I don't think I have a favourite Christmas song. This was being discussed, actually, with a few friends over the course of the week, and I cannot think of a song that I would call my favourite Christmas song. I'm not really into music all that much anyway. I don't really listen to much music. I've mentioned this before, you know. Hearing issues means I don't really appreciate it. I can very rarely tell what's being said in most songs. I can tell you what I don't like, though. You know, I could sort of go anti-question and tell you what I don't like. I really don't like that Mariah Carey song that's on all the time, right? So the, well, you know which one I mean. The one where they pretend she's being unfrozen from the ice and let go, and Christmas officially starts once that song's on the radio. Boy, is it annoying. But there is one Christmas song that I hate even more, and it's the Paul McCartney one. It just sounds so dull and boring. Like, the music sounds bad, the singing's bad. It's just terrible. It's an awful, awful song, and I really don't like it. And every time it comes on the radio, it makes me want to cringe, because it just seems like somebody has thrown it together and just gone, yeah, that'll do. It's got Paul McCartney's name on it. People will like it. And I genuinely think if somebody else released that song, like an unknown or someone like that, it would not be as popular as it is, because no one would like it. It's obviously a bad song. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Yours might differ. If you would like to ask a question to open up the show, just head to the show notes or thatsafreebie.com. You'll find a link to the multi-purpose feedback form that allows you to ask a question in Ask a Freebie. And it also lets you submit podtails, topics, and just general feedback as well. So the kids' advent calendars finally arrived. They arrived 6 days late. Not due to the advent calendar company, well, Amazon. We got them off Amazon. It wasn't really Amazon's fault. I think when my wife ordered them, and I just don't think she realised the delivery date on them. She did, but just a little bit too late. So we always knew they were going to get them late, but they were happy with that because it meant they get to open 6 days as soon as they come. So, you know, it's not too bad. We got the girl a... what's called, you may have heard of these things, are called mini brands. They're quite good. Well, for children, they are. They, you know, as an adult, you can absolutely see that your money's just being wasted. But, you know, kids like little collectible things, right? I remember liking stuff like that when I was a kid, so who am I to take it away from them? But it's essentially, it's just little stuff. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, she's got all the Toy Story action figures. You know, like the T-Rex, she's got Jesse. Wow, I suddenly can't remember any of the names of the Toy Story characters, but you know what I mean. The Toy Story characters, they're little tiny ones, but like the size of the tip of your little finger. And they're in the packaging, the full packaging, like it's all printed and everything. And it's full of stuff like that. They're pretty cool as collectibles, you know. You put them on a little stand, they look nice. But that's all they really do. You can't really play with them. Like, she's got to the point now where she opens it, looks at it, and just throws it back down on the on top of the calendar, and then goes, right, I'm having breakfast now. But she gets that little moment of joy out of it, and I suppose that's what matters. And it's better than starting every day with a big glob of chocolate, I suppose. Although, saying that, they then go and have chocolate waffles for breakfast, so, you know, doesn't really make a difference, I guess. The boys' calendar, on the other hand, is a little bit more exciting. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that he'd discovered the wonderful world of rocks. Just as a little reminder, he got a rock collecting kit in the school, like the Scholastic Book Club. And it turns out he really loves the rocks. He's got his favourite rock. He's got us all to choose our own favourite rock out of his little collection. So we got him the National Geographic advent calendar. It's full of experiments. It's got fossils in it. It's got rocks in it. It's great. He opened it on the first day, had a pair of safety glasses in it. He loved that. He was like, oh, I'm like a real scientist now. And he's loved doing the experiments every day. The current one he's got, the latest one he did was hydrophobic sand. So you put the sand in water, pour the sand out on a spoon, and guess what? The sand's dry because it repels the water. And he's really, really liking it. So yeah, I absolutely recommend that advent calendar over the mini brands one. But you know, all children are different. There's no way my daughter would be interested in the National Geographic one. So I think we bought them the correct ones there. I have two tram stories for you this week. One of them is related to a person on the tram. Let's tell you that one first, actually. So I'm on the tram, you know, as you do. My stop is the next stop. So I got up and went and stood near the door. As I'm stood there, this random guy who was just, I'm assuming, waiting to get off as well, starts doing pull-ups on the bars next to me. Really, really weird. Like, full-on just like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, it's impressive, I'm not going to lie. He must have done about 10 of them. And then he drops down, bounces on his legs, looks at me, and he goes, "Did you like that?" And I didn't quite know what to do, so I sort of looked at him, puzzled. And then he jumped up again and started doing it again. But when he jumped up, his hand slipped and he fell on his ass and he landed on the floor and he hit the deck and it clearly hurt. He went, "Oh!" And then he rolled onto his back. And I looked down at him and my brain is going, "You have got to say something cool now. Something really amazing." Like, the things that were running through my head were like Arnie quotes, like in the movie Commando, where he throws a pipe into the guy at the end. He throws it into his chest and he goes, "Let off some steam, Bennett," and steam starts coming out the pipe. Or when he's Mr. Freeze, I can't even remember what he says as Mr. Freeze, but he says something like, "Why don't you just chill?" And I looked down at him and I opened my mouth and I went, "Yeah." Because I couldn't think of anything to say. But I at least said, "Yes, I thought it was funny you fell on your ass." And the second tram story is just a little bit of a whimsical board thing that it did. So, you know, the boards where it tells you the times of your tram and whatnot. I had a few instances where it said something a little bit stupid. This week it said, "Due to a display issue, some services show delayed. They are not delayed, but an accurate time will not be shown." So basically, not got a clue when it's going to come. Just stand here and wait. It made me chuckle. Every single one on there said delayed. So it wasn't just some services, it was all services. I just felt it was quite funny. Yeah, that's how interesting my week's been. Little bit of an update on the actual podcast now. You don't want to miss this one because this one is a biggie. It's not that big, really. This is the last episode of this year. I am going to be taking a break for a few weeks, probably 2 weeks, maybe three. All depends on my ability to record. So I will probably be back after this episode at the latest on the 6th of January. But I might be back the week before, but that would put us onto, I think it'd be New Year's Eve, so I doubt I will be recording an episode between Christmas and New Year. But just in case, I thought I'd mention, don't worry, I've not gone away altogether. And I'm not going to secretly drop an episode on Christmas Day or anything like that, like I did last year. I need a break this year. I've been feeling quite ill these last few weeks. So I am going to actually just take a break. And the big news might be a little bit disappointing to some. However, I feel like it will be better in the grand scheme of things, or in the long term, however you want to put it. When I come back in the new year, I'm going to be changing the release schedule of the podcast. I'm going to be going to a bi-weekly schedule. So every 2 weeks rather than every single week. The reasons for that are, it's actually quite difficult to come up with content every single week for the, like, the news section, this section that we're in now, because not much happens week to week. It's not, you know, I don't have that exciting of a life. But over the course of a couple of weeks, I feel like I can build up a bit more content. Maybe even the show might be a little bit longer because of it. I don't know. But I feel like those weeks when I do record two episodes and then I have a 2 week gap, before the next recording, I do tend to have a little bit more to talk about. That's not the only reason. That was one of the factors. But the main reason is I've just got other projects that I want to work on as well. Some of them will be projects that will be public that you will find out about over the course of the next year. Because if you remember, last year was the year of growth. I wanted to grow the podcast. I don't think I've managed to do that as successfully as I wanted to. I have managed to get to a point where the whole format is nailed down and everything is as I like it. So I'm cool with that. But I haven't really grown the listenership as much as I would have wanted to, or grown my endeavours into doing other things. And I have a few ideas. I've previously mentioned a few of them, but I just haven't had time to do anything with them. So I'm hoping if I move to a bi-weekly schedule, it'll allow me a bit of time to do other things as well in between. No big change other than there's only going to be an episode every 2 weeks. That may change in the future. I'm completely open to going back to weekly. I may even, from time to time, just drop an additional one in there. Who knows? That's something I might just do, because it'll enable me to do more specials. So, yeah, thought I'd just mention it and not just go ahead and do it, because it'd be very confusing for everybody if I did that. In this week's Pod Tales, we are going to be looking at Santa Claus, the jolly old icon of Christmas chaos. Santa Claus, also known as Saint Nick, Father Christmas, Kris Kringle, or that guy who ate all the cookies, might be the most famous red-suited man not running for political office. This legendary figure from Western Christian culture is said to sneak into houses on Christmas Eve, delivering gifts to the children, leaving parents with questions like, why did we buy a £300 gaming console if Santa brought it? With a team of magical reindeer and a workforce of elves who apparently don't require union representation, Santa makes his rounds at breakneck speed. Legend has it, he delivers toys to all the world's children in one night, though how he avoids speed cameras does, in fact, remain a mystery. Let's look at the origins of Santa. Let's start with Saint Nicholas, the original generous guy. Before he became the world's most beloved chimney intruder, Santa Claus was based on Saint Nicholas, a 4th century Greek bishop from Myra, which is modern-day Turkey. Saint Nick was known for secret gift-giving, famously tossing bags of gold into a poor family's window so the daughters wouldn't have to seek alternative employment. In other words, Saint Nick was the original make it rain philanthropist. After a colourful career as a saint, his legend was morphed into Sinterklaas in the Netherlands and eventually Santa Claus in the United States. Somewhere along the way, he swapped his bishop's robes for the now iconic red suit, presumably because red hides cookie crumbs better. Maybe? So Father Christmas, the party animal. Meanwhile, in England, Father Christmas has emerged as a boisterous symbol of holiday cheer. Unlike Santa, Father Christmas was less about gift-giving and more about good food, good wine, and perhaps questionable life choices after the 4th round of eggnog. He eventually merged with Santa Claus, bringing his penchant for revelry to the North Pole. A North Pole origin story. Santa's modern look, jolly, red-suited, and suspiciously Coca-Cola-friendly, was solidified in 19th century America. Clement Clark Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, introduced the image of a plump, chuckling, elf-like figure. The then came cartoonist Thomas Nast, who gave Santa a home at the North Pole, because, obviously, a toy-making operation in a tropical climate would raise some eyebrows. In the 20th century, Santa has gone global, starring in everything from department store displays to commercials, becoming the unofficial CEO of Christmas. So what would Santa's resume look like? Well, his title would be CEO, which would be Chief Elf Organizer of North Pole Enterprises. His duties would include gift giving, cookie consumption, ho-ho-hoing, maintaining a naughty nice list with minimum GDPR compliance, and his workforce would include hundreds of elves whose job description would be to tinker with her toys, occasionally photobomb Santa at the mall. And for transport, he would use a sleigh powered by 9 reindeer, and Rudolph is the emergency fog light. Santa himself, though, brings some traditions, and they are traditions of milk cookies and chimney acrobatics. Santa's gift-giving spree is steeped in traditions, some adorable and some, let's say, questionable. For instance, chimneys. Somehow, a guy with a bowl full of jelly manages to shimmy down chimneys without ever getting stuck or sooty. A miracle? Definitely. Plausible? Yeah, not so much. Milk and cookies. Kids leave these out as a snack, but let's be honest, it's a thinly veiled bribe. In Australia, they swap in beer. Coincidentally, Santa spends more time there. And then, of course, there is the famous naughty or nice list. It raises some moral questions. Does a tantrum at the grocery store really warrant coal? Who audits the list? And where does Santa even get coal from these days? And of course, there are different Santa traditions around the world. Santa's not just a North Pole phenomenon. He's the global king of reinvention. In the Netherlands, Sinterklaas shows up with white horse and assistants, skipping the sleigh entirely because Dutch efficiency. In Finland, Julepukki, which literally translates to Yule goat, if I said it correctly, delivers gifts. Yes, a goat. Don't ask. In Australia, Santa trades in his boots for flip-flops and rocks up in a sleigh pulled by, what do you think? Kangaroos. Yeah, imagine the speed bumps. And in the United States, he's the ultimate corporate mascot, even outselling the Easter Bunny. Santa hit peak fame when he was recruited by Coca-Cola in the 1930s. Haddon Sundblom's illustrations turned Santa into a jolly pitchman, helping to cement his image as a red-suited icon. But let's not forget, Santa's branding predates Coca-Cola. By the late 1800s, department stores were already rolling out Santa photo ops, because nothing says Christmas magic like standing in line for 2 hours with a crying toddler. Now, not everybody is a fan of Santa. There is a dark side of the Jolly Giant. For a start, materialism. Critics argue that Santa's gift-giving frenzy encourages greed. Yep, looking at you, all those kids that are asking for PS5s and a pony in the same letter. Come on. The big lie, some parents feel uneasy about lying to their kids about Santa's existence. Others counter with, hey, we're just keeping the magic alive. Let us live. Cultural takeovers. In countries with traditional gift-givers, Santa has occasionally edged out local figures. Yep, rest in peace, the Yule goat. Whether you see him as a symbol of generosity or the ultimate holiday hype man, Santa Claus continues to inspire laughter, wonder, and a few raised eyebrows. He's a spirit of Christmas joy wrapped in a fluffy red suit, delivering not just toys, but also a hefty dose of holiday humour. Santa may not be real. Shh, don't say it. Don't tell everybody. But his legend, like his waistband, just keeps expanding. Ho, ho, ho. This week's pick of the week is an extra special one, because this is the one, if you recall, I skipped a step there. I'm still talking podcasts, right? This is the last one on the list. Now, I did them in alphabetical order. I didn't save this till last on purpose. It just happens to be beginning with the letter Y, which is, you know, pretty close to the end of the alphabet. So it's called Your Daily Lex, right? And it's a guy called Lex Friedman, not the crypto bro douchebag Lex Fridman. It's a different Lex Fridman. And it particularly annoys him that people get him mixed up with the douchebag often. But it's not the same guy. You should listen. He's a funny guy. He makes quizzes. He makes quizzes. He makes crosswords. He does word puzzles. He does some pretty cool stuff. He does a lot of other podcasts. You can even hire him to help you with your podcast if you wanted to. There's all kinds of things that he does. But one of the things he does is a podcast called Your Daily Lex. And it is a daily podcast where he just records 5 minutes, generally at the most. Sometimes it goes longer, but usually it's around 5 minutes of just what's happened that day in his life. And it's surprisingly entertaining every single day. He has a story every day, which is pretty impressive. Sometimes he says he's press record and he doesn't even know what he's going to talk about. And the beauty is because he's just sat in a studio at home, well, an office at home is probably a better description from what I can gather, but he has all his podcast recording equipment just set up there ready to go. So he just presses record and it's ready to go. So you get an episode every day. And he was the original inspiration for this podcast. I'd been asked to do it by a number of people who I work with, but when I first started off, I thought, well, actually, it could just be something a little bit like that. I could just talk about my day every day, or like do a weekly summary of it. And that's where the whole first part of this podcast comes from. I slowly started to realize that my life isn't as interesting as it is, because he does all kinds of stuff. He does improv work as well. So he's got a lot to talk about. I don't have that much to talk about. Not until I get more projects on the go. So that's why I couldn't do a daily one. But yeah, it's a decent podcast, and it's such a quick one as well. And it's just a glimpse into somebody else's life. And sometimes you'll talk about things that, you know, are going on in your own life as well. And it's often reassuring to hear that even the people that you listen to, like I've listened to his other podcasts for years. And sometimes it's weirdly reassuring to see that other people have the same struggles you do, the same thoughts you do, are conflicted in the same way you are. It's actually pretty decent to know, which is weird. But yeah, it is. Anyway, I rambled a little bit then. That brings us to the end of the main show. Stick around for the That's a Freebie Plus section if you are a subscriber. Remember, you can go to thatsafreebie.com. where you can fill in the form, you can subscribe, you can get access to all the additional goodies at the end of every show. And I will see you, well, I won't see you because I say this every week. I should just get over it, but I still can't find a right way of saying this. I will talk to you all next week. But before I do, I just want to say, what do you call an obnoxious reindeer? Rudolph.